This is NPR's Life in Berlin. It's from the German magazine Brigitte, but it sounds almost like a headline from the parody website The Onion. Minister of Agriculture wants to ban vegan currywurst. But it's not that Minister Christian Schmidt of the CSU wants to ban vegan currywurst exactly, just using the names of meat products like schnitzel or wurst to describe their vegan and vegetarian replacements. I head to the independently owned Bioladen, Biolino, to get their opinion. The owner, Viktor Brun, is surprisingly unperturbed. He explains that there are lots of regulations where products can't go by certain names. Like soy milk in Germany must be labeled as soy drink and is therefore subject to higher taxes. As a longtime vegan, he says he doesn't mind if he has to call a veggie schnitzel a veggie schnipsel. I'm also there to ask about the 2016 annual nutrition report that just came out from the Federal Ministry of Food and Agriculture. Did you know that 18% of respondents skip lunch every single day? I can't imagine. And Germany's favorite food? Still meat. But at Biolino, which has been doing their own thing, selling bio and regional groceries for years, Brun doesn't seem too swayed by any of the news.
I think one time a week is enough, and better meat from animals in the country and so on. It's better than each day some junk meat.
Brun's not alone in thinking that. The report shows that 73% of those asked list regional and organic food as an important factor when shopping. I wonder if the meat counter team at my local supermarket will have a different point of view. They say that it's a shame that more and more Germans are eating prepared foods each year rather than cooking at home. But they've also noticed that more and more customers are choosing organic meat. They're proud to offer it. Between Christian Schmidt's attempted labeling law and the uncontested reign of all things Fleisch, you might assume that vegan currywurst's days are numbered. But the nutrition report's got another surprising statistic for you. 71% of respondents think that vegan food is not just a fad, it's here to stay. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.